Maybe one day we'll do outtakes. We'll just leave the tape running and run outtakes later on. Like I'm pretty sure some of the best moments would come from the outtakes. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm just not so sure how many of them are airable.
There might be the occasional where we're like, oops, we might not should have gone down that road. All right, hey, I got a few text messages. Let me grab those real quick before we get too far down the line. Bob from Madison says, perhaps a good motto for Right Side would be, we the people are just pissed off.
That's got to be a shirt.
That's a T-shirt. Raven from Russellville, he said, if my kids had brought home one of those sexualized books, I'd have probably needed somebody to sign my bond after I'd had to gotten finished out at the school. Yeah, I get it, Raven. Jerry from Athens gives me a fairly long passage of scripture, actually. It says, you know the thing, no new thing under the sun, Romans 1, 28 through 32. And brother, I love you, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's fairly long. But it basically is, it's talking about giving themselves over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness. And yes, you are right. No new thing under the sun. You are correct. Solomon said that. And then David from Huntsville is talking about the service members again. David, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You want to text it in or call it in, the number is the same, 833-687-4448. Going to kick off this next segment. I dabbled into it yesterday, like just got into it a little bit yesterday, calling it the wages of wokeness. What happens when wokeness is allowed to just sort of take root and get into your public systems and policy decisions and things that happen with your money, and it can get ugly. And so I've got a series of articles here, and I'm calling it the wages of wokeness. Like, what happens in society when wokeness is such that it just is like taking root, next thing you know, it's spending your money. Classic example. Pulled this off of PJ Media. Fellers, we're moving to Denver. They're giving out free money. Oh, wait, you and I don't qualify. Cis white males are no longer welcome. By the way, Charlene hates it when I say cis white males. You're giving credence to the idea of cis. And I said, well, I'm using it as a joke. It's a euphemism, hun.
100%. I agree with her completely. It's not just because I want some more Texas taco soup. It's
you're like, stop it. It's like talking about Taylor Swift. She actually texted me earlier and said, stop talking about Taylor Swift. You're giving her too much credibility. I'm turning off your mic now. All right. So here's the thing. In Denver, they're just giving out free money, man. I mean, wokeness has so entrenched itself that if you are considered to be a woman, a family, a transgender or a gender nonconforming individual, or an illegal alien, you get free money. I'm not sure how this works. Apparently, dudes that are having hard times don't get free money, especially if you're a white dude, especially if you're a straight white dude. Can I say it that way? Is that all right? Butters is okay with calling. We're not talking about cis white males. We're talking about straight white dudes. All right, got it. But now, here's the deal. The Denver Basic Income Project. So when Joe Biden started throwing money out there, his first one was the American Rescue Plan back in 2021. You know, the we're going to save you from COVID, so we'll give you money to give free stuff to gay people and stuff. Well, that happened. The Denver Basic Income Project gets its money from the city of Denver, and grants created by President Biden's unnecessary and inflationary 2021 American Rescue Plan. So the bottom line we know right now is that millions of dollars in Denver, millions paid for by the city and Uncle Sugar, have just like flowed into payments for folks who are literally, it says here, women, transgenders, gender nonconforming, and now illegal aliens have the Denver Basic Income Project gravy train. This is what happened. This is literally the wages of wokeness. They're paying you. It says, according to Center Square, are you applying? Butters is online right now applying for his payments. Could you call yourself a can you call yourself a gender non-conforming illegal alien female and get something? Do you get double the money that way? Do they give you a checklist? Are you looking at it right now? He's looking at it. Do you get a checklist of like, fill out your form? It, are you these things?
Give me a second. I've got to find my category in here.
Your category is not there because you're a straight white dude.
Yeah, our unhoused neighbors in Denver. That's one of the phrases in here.
They call you unhoused neighbors.
Unhoused neighbors.
That's called homeless.
And it's an immediate way to reduce health inequity and build a more just society centered around human thriving.
God almighty. Is that all in one sentence?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just the first paragraph.
That's like layers of gobbledygook wokeness. Holy smokes. All right, listen. I didn't even get to the first article. All right, we're in the wages of wokeness. This is going to be a hoot. And by the way, while we're on break, Butters is going to apply for some free money. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi all thrown in. Just for good measure. I got several text messages. So that last, all right, we just started this whole last dipper, right? Use your words, Phil. We just started the newest dipper called The Wages of Wokeness. And we started it in the last segment. And I got into this article, and it's just, apparently it's going to be one of those viral moments here on the show because Denver is giving away free money. And I'd forgotten about this. They're giving away free money, but it's only if you are considered to be a woman or transgender or gender nonconforming. Or now illegal aliens, and they're giving away lots of cash. Several text messages popped in immediately. Chris from Gadsden, he says, can I identify as a homeless black lesbian from Colorado who's trapped in the body of a straight white dude living in Alabama and still get the free money? Well, you know, Chris, why don't we all do that? Let's all go ahead. It's how you identify, and I'm going to go ahead and say, Chris, we now have to geographically identify too. I don't want to move. But I want their money, so we'll all identify as homeless black lesbians from Colorado who identify as living in Alabama. And then see if we can get some cashola from it. The wages of wokeness. Dan the man from Huntsville says, it's about time for an extinction level asteroid. Armageddon, I'm saying. Call Bruce Willis. Raven from Russellville says, newsflash to the woke, ain't nothing free, somebody pays. Question, is there a cure for stupid? Asking for a friend. I don't think there is. But you know what, though? Give us a little time. Give us a little time. You tell them to listen to Right Side Radio once a day for a month, and I guarantee you we can cure some of that wokeness. TL from Huntsville says, please extend to Elizabeth Stewart, who called in earlier, a greatly appreciative thank you for her efforts with Moms for Liberty. I want them to know that they are appreciated and supported while they're on the front lines taking direct shots and harsh criticism. TL, thank you so much. Appreciate that. And then Cousin Crystal from Moulton says, Phil, I have that shirt. We the people are pissed off. There you go. All right. So on this thing about Denver, so the story, I pulled it off of PJ Media. By the way, y'all posted the resources. Am I correct? All right. So if you go to the website, rightsideradio.org, I keep forgetting to tell y'all this. Every day when I pull the resources together, I send them in. Alicia, who is the head cat herder here at the office, the Right Side office, she puts them all into a form where I can rattle the papers and use my highlighter. She gets them all put together for me. But that list of links to the various stories you hear me rattling, they are all online at our website, rightsideradio.org. You can go there, go to the live stream page, and right now you'll see the video of the studio. And then right above it is a button that says resources. Click on that. Every story that I'm talking about is out there. If you want to find this one, it's the one from PJ Media. Listen, you know what they're talking about? They're paying people who say, I'm transgender or gender nonconforming or I'm an illegal alien and I want some money. They're paying them anywhere, something like $50 a month. Some it's $1,000 a month. Sometimes it's one-time cash transfers of $6,500. And sometimes they're paying payments of $500 a month for 11 straight months. This is nut job level stuff. And by the way, it says, with record-shattering numbers of illegals crossing Biden's non-existent southern border, Denver should not have too much trouble finding people to meet their criteria. Are you still on the website over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so what's up?
I'm learning all sorts of stuff about unhoused.
I'm sure you are.
Unhoused people.
Unhoused people.
Yes. So it's a 12-month program providing unconditional cash transfers to unhoused people living in Denver, which I did find they actually used the word homeless. They must have proofread and missed one of those phrases.
Great offense caused.
But yeah, they're doing three groups, as you said, $1,000 a month, and then one that's $6,500.
$6,500.
Yes, and after only a six-month follow-up from the start of the program, more participants from all groups report living in rented or owned homes. Now they're getting $1,000 a month. I would hope they could find something to rent. And there's some of them, but the percentages, and I won't get into all of it, it's like, okay, 30 to 40% of them are now living in lodging of some kind. So I guess they're now not.
Hope.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're paying the rent for them. I mean.
But what happens at the end of the 11 months?
I don't know they've gotten that far.
Does it have stipulations for accountability? Like, hey, If you black lesbian illegal aliens would please show up once a month to tell us how you're doing. Do they do that? Is there any accountability at all?
What I'm seeing, the words unconditional cash transfers to unhoused people.
Unconditional cash
I'm
transfers.
I'm assuming, yeah. Incidentally, started.
You know what that means? No strings attached.
Started by a white guy who is the head of it. Interesting. Interesting makeup.
He's making up for his privilege.
Yeah, it's
he's got cis white male guilt.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people that could probably tell him what's going to happen in the course of this pilot program. I mean, to your point, they stop paying the money and then it's some of them will get jobs. And I don't want to totally like sit here and make fun of it because I'm sure there are a few that are going to have an opportunity to be better.
Here's the thing.
But
if you want to do a program like that, though, then you say, do you qualify as homeless and you need a hand up? But the idea they're going to say, do you qualify as homeless non-binary? That's unreal to me. That's agenda driven right there.
Yeah. Well, and so, there's a lot in here on the indigenous peoples. So it's a statement. And it just the summary, may this acknowledgement demonstrate a commitment to working to dismantle ongoing legacies of oppression and inequities and recognize and celebrate the current and future contributions of indigenous communities in Denver. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, okay. Denver's going to go broke. You know what? I mean, they're going to run out of somebody else's money someday soon. And that's the problem they always say. Was it Ronald Reagan said, or no, I think it was a Margaret Thatcher. The problem with socialism is eventually you run out of someone else's money. That's what you're looking. So, the idea that you're going to help folks, I get it. But the idea that you're going to limit those to agenda-driven things, well, we need it to be illegal aliens who are genderqueer. That's where we are today. That's okay. So I guess white guys are just out of luck.
I like Jeff's comment.
What do you say?
From Indiana.
Yeah.
I'll identify as anything as long as it pays money, especially when you're collecting it from idiots.
You can't cure a stupid. No, but you can make them go broke.
but Phil, they are in eliminating financial barriers. They are creating a path to equity and social justice for the unhoused. Our organization is committed to justice, equity, diversity, inclusion, accessibility, and belonging in all aspects of our organization and mission.
Have you have Have you given over to this? Have you acquiesced? Is your mind already?
I'm just trying my voiceover voice. Is it believable?
Yeah, no. Okay, we got to leave that one behind. That one is like the wages of wokeness run deep in Denver right now. All right, next piece here. How many of y'all out there are Star Trek fans? Anybody here in the studio Star Trek fans? Hands are up. I like Star Trek. I'm a big fan. I love the days of the original Star Trek, you know, Captain Kirk, Spock. And I mean the original Captain Kirk and Spock. Thank you very much. Live long and prosper. You know the old opening mantra, space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go, say it with me, where no man has gone before. There you go. Can I get an amen from the studio audience? But just so you know, we may have just caused offense. The European Union has decided that we need to somehow retrend that, because saying where no man has gone before could be seen as gender non-inclusive. It just, listen, I'm just don't did. Shoot the messenger.
They did. When the Next Generation. They changed it to no one has gone before, which had nothing to do with race.
Right.
It was about other. It was not about human beings.
Yeah,
it was all about other.
I think what we're looking at now is they're not even going to allow the previous statements from the historical versions of Star Trek to be able to air that on future syndicated reruns.
That's the most absurd, ridiculous.
And William Shatner's having none of it.
Good.
He is pounding them on social media right now, calling it presentism. What does presentism mean? Is there a definition for presentism? Well, look up presentism.
Hey, look, if they can make up words, we can make up words.
Why not? But by the way, they're also very concerned in terms of a statement of war. You can no longer have no man's land. It's got to be unclaimed territory. Unclaimed territory. And then with inanimate objects, even things like the ship has slipped her moorings. Oh, no, no. It's moorings. You no longer refer to... You're a Navy guy. How do you feel about this? Can we call the ship an it?
She's a she.
She's a she, man.
You got to respect her.
Come on. This is... what you got?
We got a definition for presentism.
Presentism. Is there an actual... So really? Merriam-Webster or what is it?
It's dictionary.com, Oxford. Uncritical adherence to present-day attitudes, especially the tendency to interpret past events in terms of modern values and concepts.
My gosh. Shatner was spot on. I should not have doubted Captain Kirk. All right, so hang on. Hit your mic again. So read that first part. What is it?
Uncritical adherence.
Mm-hmm.
To present-day attitudes.
Meaning you don't question anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's, present attitudes. We got to go with it. Presentism. We may have to have a whole... I'm going to have to have a whole presentism segment now.
So what are they going to change it to? Like where no one has gone before?
Well, they did.
Or no...
Oh, they did.
No
they did
person.
Oh, okay.
In the Next Generation. That was a thing...
Yeah,
after I'm gonna geek out on Star Trek, guys.
Okay.
Sorry,
but how long until no one is offensive? At some point, what if it's no person? Oh no, a dog could be involved.
What do you stop? You're taking and ruining what was a good message. It was a good concept. Obviously, when they did that years ago, that was kind of the underlying thing. Was let's expand. You know, I mean, the gist of the movie.
And let's be honest, Star Trek was, by the way, it was a groundbreaking show. I mean, Lieutenant Uhura was a groundbreaking character. And oh, by the way, she's the very first time on TV that a black woman kissed a white man. And it was right there. It was craziness. Bedlam broke out. But it was, you know, there it was.
It's
the wages of wokeness.
Well, good for, I'm glad we got a guy like William Shatner, as a little out there as he might
That's
be.
That's right.
He's out there fighting the.
You go, Billy Shatner. We love you. Take it to them. No man's land. All right. Next, you just might want to know, the wages of wokeness also goes in the opposite direction. We're going to talk about that when we get back from the break. Because Bud Light, doing all they can, man. Bud Light, doing all they can, trying to reclaim some lost ground. Dylan Mulvaney, who's that? We don't know him. Never heard of him. Yep, they bought a Super Bowl ad. Lots of money. I'll tell you about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, The Wages of Wokeness. We'll be right back. we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Speaking of common sense, wonder whatever happened to old girl at who worked for Anheuser-Busch that decided it'd be a great idea to have the Dylan Mulvaney limited edition can and tanked the brand. Well, I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like tanked the brand. The wages of wokeness in that particular case were they went from being the nation's top-selling domestic beer to going boom. Sales plummeted. And it's just unreal to look. Their retail sales stores are down almost 30% compared to this time last year. Meanwhile, Modelo, anybody out there a Modelo guy? Modelo up 15%. Modelo supplanted Bud Light. Well, Bud Light's doing all they can right now. Just so you know, the wages of wokeness are they're spending $7 million for 30-second ads, multiple 30-second ads during the upcoming Super Bowl. And it's they say they got, you know, a basically brand-new character. It's going to come out. It's going to be hilarious, they say. And, you know, we always love the Super Bowl ads. But the wages of wokeness in this one are lose a bunch of money, got to spend a bunch of money just to get back to where you were. That's what happens with the wages of wokeness. I got more on this stuff, but I see I got a call real quick, and I got about, 3 minutes? So I'll take it. Is that Jeff? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Are you on the road, Jeff? Is Jeff there? Did we lose Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. We'll find out in a minute. I got this one right here. By the way, I'm not sure I said this one yesterday. Butters, did I tell the story yesterday about paying students to go back to school? I did, didn't I? I think I did. Just so you know, in Ohio, the wages of wokeness, you don't have to identify as non-gender illegal or binary or whatever, illegal aliens. But if you're a kid who's been skipping school, they'll pay you just to go back to school, like $50 a month to just show up. Why? Because apparently there's no discipline in Chicago or whatever's going on. No, this is not Ohio. It's Ohio. The state of Ohio has no discipline in their kids. How about this one? How about this one? Disneyland. I don't know what happened to Disney. When did Disney just become so entirely woke that you can't even, by the way, go to the break room if you're an employee there without getting it in your face? So here's one for you. Daily Wire article came out yesterday. Disneyland posts its woke wheel of privilege in the employee kitchen, but removes it after the Daily Wire's inquiry. Isn't this? By the way, I'm going to say this. Second page of the article, it says the image which was provided to Daily Wire, and I'm looking at a copy of it. The image was provided by a source who works for Walt Disney Company who wished to remain anonymous for fear of retribution from the company. Well, I got to say, If you are concerned about retribution because you told somebody what was hanging on the public break room wall at your job, then maybe you need to find another place to work because that's not a decent environment to be in. But yes, so here's the deal. Just so you know, in the family-friendly Walt Disney World, if you are considered to be a white cisgender male who owns property and speaks English, you're considered to be an oppressor. So here's the thing. They posted what's called a wheel of power and privilege on the break room wall, hung in the employee spaces in Disneyland, instructing employees that white cisgender males and even speaking English means you have unearned privilege, means that you're marginalizing your coworkers. What? I just came to work today, man. I sweep the floors. I sling the hash. I do the stuff, you know? I push go on the Space Mountain ride. How am I marginalizing anybody? But it says, literally, the wheel featured for all employees to see has the word power in the middle of it. It looks like a dartboard. And then there are certain traits that fan outward that are labeling like marginalized. Like I said, there's white, cisgender males, you own property, you speak English, or for that matter, even partially marginalizing are cisgender women and even gay men who went to high school and learned English. I'm just saying, Butters is sitting over here just shaking his head. I don't make this stuff up. It's in the article. I'm reading it to you. Daily Wire. So God bless them. The gay men who went to high school and learned to speak English, they are now oppressors. I wonder if they know that. Oh, my gosh. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. I may have more. We'll be right back.
To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. We got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, all right, so I think we got him back on the line. So let me just, without any further ado, let me jump on there and say, Jeff Rowe from Indiana, are you on the phone?
I'm here, buddy.
Hey, man. Hey. Good to hear from you. Sorry about our technicals.
I call road trip, man.
Are we going to Denver?
Yeah, let's all go to Denver. Let's get all the rough ends together, and we can all identify as whatever it takes to get us the most money. And my pronouns are whatever it takes. And we can all go out there and have it. Heck, we can rent a pretty good sized venue with all of us chipping in a little bit.
Man,
you know, and,
yeah. We'll show them about what a Bama barbecue looks like. How about that?
And technically, it wouldn't be lying because I'm homeless in Colorado. I don't have a home in Colorado, so, you know, I would be homeless. So
he's got this half figured out already.
Unhoused.
So Butter says we have to make sure that we call it unhoused.
Unhoused.
Unhoused. We're not homeless. We're unhoused.
Oh, okay. We're unhoused. We'll be out in the open.
Oh my soul! And you know what? I look at it too, and Butters was reading straight off their website how there's basically no accountability on this. I mean, there's no questions asked. If you say you qualify, they're going to give you money. And here's my question, Jeff: what if you and I go out there, and we went ahead and identified as black, non-binary, illegal immigrants, and we got $500 a month? And then we just left. Do they keep direct depositing it for us and don't even know that we're gone? How does that work?
Well, I want the $6,000, man. Heck, I want to milk them for all it's worth, you know, if I'm going to go out there. I want a good place to live instead of some dump. But, I mean, I've still got my I still got my hippie wig. You know, I can throw that on. That'd get me right in, I'm sure.
You know... But sooner or later, they'd look right into one of our social medias and they go, wait a minute, this guy's a conservative cis white male. This is not going to work.
Oh, I don't know if they're smart enough to figure that out or not. You know, you're not supposed to pry into anybody's pronouns, you know.
So. Oh, well, that's true. You know, just the whole thing boggles the mind, doesn't it? I mean, I look at this and think, at what point are they going to run out of somebody else's money and realize, ain't none of this working?
How much of this is federal government money is what I want to know.
A lot. A lot. They said a lot of it in Denver, probably over half, maybe like two-thirds of it, is coming straight out of the American Rescue Plan money, the COVID relief money. They're saving the world from COVID.
Well, I don't feel bad about it at all, man. If that's the money I've paid in, I want to get some of it back. So let's all figure on going here now.
Now, listen.
I mean, you know, it's basically do us.
Listen, don't you call into my show exerting your privilege like that. That is not going to fly on this air.
Well, what kind of privilege do I have? You don't even know what my pronouns are.
I know what your pronouns are. Your pronouns are whatever, by God, the English language says they're supposed to be.
Oh, well, no, they're not really. Not if I need to change them out in Colorado. I can be anything. I'm a chameleon, man.
And we can go ahead. I tell you what, let's go one step further. We don't even need to make the trip. We'll just geographically identify as being in Colorado. How about that? We'll just geographically identify.
Well, that works for me as long as we can get everybody in on the stick there, and we can all have a big party. You know, everybody, you've been wanting to have a big ruffian party anyway, so hey. Colorado sounds pretty good to me.
I'm liking it. All right, man. Hey, you on the road today?
I'm just now passing Huntsville exit.
Oh, well, be safe, brother. Then
heading north for a change.
stop and get you some Bucky's Beaver Nuggets if you can.
The Beaver Nuggets are overrated. I'd rather have some brisket, man.
All right, man. Be safe. We'll talk to you.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, take care. I go back to that Star Trek when I remember at basic training, we had a drill sergeant that his thing was he had one, and I'll never forget the person's name was Collier. And you know, there's always the one that someone is like, they can't ever quite get it right. And so literally Collier, drill sergeant, would stop anywhere he was. He would stop and go, "Collier, hit it." And no matter where Collier was, had to snap to attention and yell, "Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here." That's every single time. And we just got to where we're used to it. We were doing push-ups while Collier was yelling, "Beam me up." All right, so I'm gonna finish this up. The wages of wokeness. I'm not even gonna get to all these articles. I'm gonna set these two on the floor because I don't know that y'all could stand as much as I've got in the stack right here. I don't want to overload you. Then who am I talking about? These ruffians have got social calluses. I guarantee you, they are just hardened to the world around them right now. "You can't move me," said the right side ruffians. All right, so one of the wages of wokeness is going to be litigation. This is, by the way, almost not funny. It's laughable, but it's not really funny. Ha ha! It's kind of funny, like, oh crap. But so here's a story from townhall.com. A man pretending to be a trans woman raped a female prisoner at Rikers Prison in New York. No, didn't see that coming, right? Here's what's going to wind up happening. You're going to see some of what I'm calling the wages of wokeness right now. You're going to see them be the subject of mass litigation in the next 10 years. I guarantee you. There are going to be kids who were put through, you know, transgender surgeries and therapies who are going to come back and say, "Why did you do that to me? I was a child." And those are going to be mass lawsuits. There's going to be groups of them, I guarantee you. And then you're going to have the others who are going to be things like the COVID vaccine. "Why did you make me take that? Look what it's done to my health, and it's now been proven." There's going to be that. And then there's going to be this. There are going to be whole groups of people that are going to say, "You made me have to shower with someone of the opposite sex, and you put me at risk because you were pushing your agenda." Classic example, here we are, story on townhall.com, Dateline 2 days ago. A female inmate at women's correctional facilities in New York filed a lawsuit alleging that a male inmate who claimed to be transgender actually raped her. It's a sad story. The inmate is now suing a total of 20 defendants, including the city of New York, alleging the staff of the jail ignored her warnings about this so-called transgender woman who was living with the female inmates. She says, "His introduction to me was, 'I'm not really transgender, I'm straight and I like women.'" And then things happened after that. I mean, this level of wokeism, one of the wages is going to be that people get hurt and that people die and that lawsuits arise because of it. And she went on to say, "This is all about him being transgender as a ploy. He's manipulating people to get a better situation for himself and to get attention. He's learned the language to use. He's dangerous and he's a psychopath." And Butters is over here mouthing the words, "You think?" Yeah, that's exactly that kind of thing. This is it's madness, y'all. Wokeness too often is madness. Sometimes it's like silly. Sometimes it's snowflakish. Sometimes it's absolutely harmful. Last one. My Butters, you are the daddy of two beautiful girls.
Yes.
They are still in high school, correct? High school and middle?
High school and middle school.
High school and middle. Not too long down the road from now, one or both of them may be in college. "Dad, I want to join a sorority." How would you feel knowing that the sorority was allowing transgender participation and that there were biological males showering in your daughter's sorority house?
About as much as my soccer player
having dudes in on her soccer team. That would not be good.
Has that already happened?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was about to say, good Lord.
Not here in
Southside Alabama.
Not here in good old Southside Alabama.
Okay. We're good. All right. All right. But anyway, yeah, story here on Daily Wire. I can expect that everybody, one of us in this room right now who has kids, you got younger kids right now. You got high school kids. I got grown ones. But for the first time in history, it says a sorority may actually even elect a man to be the president of its national organization. A dude is so proud to be the new president of Kappa Kappa Gamma. This is like, there's a Saturday Night Live skit in here somewhere.
Mm.
There may be a whole movie. I mean, I feel like Animal House Round 2.
It used to be a joke.
It used to be a joke, and now it's not. The revelation came in a new lawsuit filed by longtime Kappa Kappa Gamma alumni over the sorority allowing and enforcing the membership of men who claim to be women. The candidate for the office has currently applied for and is being considered for a position in leadership to be voted on through an online election in April of 2024. The position could include being elected to the fraternity council or even president of Kappa Kappa Gamma. Most members remain unaware the candidate is a man because the candidate just lists their name as Tracy Nadzija. So Tracy Nadzija is a dude who identifies as a chick, who actually was married for 15 years and left his wife and children to go live the life of a chick, and now wants to be the Kappa Kappa Gamma president nationally. What are you doing? What do you got?
Well, so, I mean, at least with the sorority, I mean, I'd say, look, just call yourself a club or whatever. Like, quit calling yourself a sorority, which implies women, females, or fraternity, which is, if you want to do that and you want to be a co-ed thing, then just change.
Butters. But by saying that, you defeat the narrative that he's actually a woman.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, is they're actually recognizing this, they're giving it credibility, and they're saying, well, it's another woman, so why should we care? Listen, this is going way far down the line. This is awful.
Well, and I mean, I think like the DAR, the Daughters of America Revolution, have taken it to an even further, you know, that they've got transgender dudes that are trying to be recognized as daughters of the American Revolution. It's
shut your mouth. Don't you talk about the DAR like that.
They're doing it.
Are they really?
Oh yeah. They absolutely
I don't know
are.
Why I doubt.
Absolutely.
Look at all the other stuff I just read out in the last 35 minutes.
And folks I know that have raised an eyebrow and asked questions have been told very, very distinctly, shut your mouth.
If you can find me an article on that one, I'll make a whole segment out of it. Daughters of the American Revolution now includes dudes. That's just messed up. All right, listen, I've had about all of the wages of wokeness I could possibly stand. It just gets thick, doesn't it? We're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going into the next segment. Don't you know that when you wake up and you see who's flying your plane, you want to know that they're the best and the brightest, don't you? That's where we are, hiring the best and the brightest. Are we? Are we really? Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time, just making it cool to be a conservative. That's what I'm saying. I got to catch up on some text messages because some of y'all are hilarious. Let's see what we got here. Raven from Russellville again. He says, we neuter cats and dogs. Can we neuter these animals? there's that. Okay. But I'm sure Raven would probably do it with a dull, rusty blade. What you about to say something? What you got? Okay. I got a new texter in the line. Duff from Huntsville. Duff. Says, after watching most Super Bowls beginning to end, I wouldn't watch TV on this one if they played it in my backyard. Too political, going to force vaccine commercials and Taylor and politics at us. So I'm heartbroken, too, over the three soldiers killed at Camp 2-2. However, they'll soon be forgotten, and they'll call George Floyd a hero. Duff and Huntsville. Stay in the fight there, Duff. I get it. Every bit of it is just irritating, but we're going to keep pointing it out, and we're gonna stay in the fight. That's all we can do. And by the way, on this show, those three soldiers will not be forgotten. Just like the 13 at Abbey Gate and the two Navy SEALs we lost last week, always remembered. John from Huntsville says, Phil, does DAR now stand for Daughters and Dudes of the American Revolution? Apparently so. That's what the Butters is informing me. Kevin from Hartsell says, I think about Denver again, about that free money. Says, we can get all that money and have a Trump rally in Denver. What happens, by the way? I'll tell you what, here's how you blow their minds. You go in, you take their money, and then you donate it to the Trump campaign. But we have now reached the pinnacle of how best to cause liberal heads to explode. John from Harvest says, these self-identifying woke categories are getting way out of hand. Maybe I'll start identifying as super straight, and then I'll claim all the other categories are offensive to me. Super straight. That's me, brother. Get it on a T-shirt. Just call me super straight. Charlie from Huntsville says, Phil, is there any connection that pot is legal in Denver? Lord, it's recreational out there, dude. And I'm just saying, sometimes even in their politics, I'm pretty sure they're puffing it in the back room before they will vote on those bills. He said, and by the way, Charlie, I think your voice texted me or something, brother, and I can't quite figure it out, but it looks funny, whatever it is. JT from Lacey Springs, he says, yeah, use attrition to reduce stupid. But now checks are given and they become idle, eliminating the, hey, y'all, watch this moment. yeah, that's right. Now they're just paid to sit around. There's no reason to hand off your beer and just have at it. Penny from Boaz says, notice how a large portion of homeless veterans would not qualify for any help, i.e. the white male. Yeah. And then let's see what else. I got a couple more. Jerry from Athens says Denver probably has a box in the form somewhere to pay straight white men to just leave. That's not a bad idea. Lewis from Trinity says, when I was in third grade, I was limited to the books I was able to check out due to my reading disabilities, which was caused by dyslexia, and the teachers were not able to see it in a person or had a little training on it. Now they just want to put books in the hands of young children that do, and they may not really need those glasses. Anyway, what I think he's saying is, yeah, back then it was a whole different world and it wasn't always good, but at least now it was not the same stuff they're putting in front of these kids. And then Steve from Huntsville says, San Francisco is given a whopping $300 a month for you just not to shoot anybody. Wow. Let's go to San Francisco after we make our trip to Denver. How about that? All right, we're going to come right back, and I'm going to have a segment here in the last half hour of the show called Hiring the Best and the Brightest. Let me ask you a serious question. If you were laying on the operating table and you looked up and saw your surgeon and he looked down and proudly told you, I wasn't going to make it into medical school, but they took me because they had to because of whatever my skin color is or my other demographics or whatever, would you suddenly feel good? What if you looked at your attorney and you're in court and he goes, by the way, I didn't have to go to law school. They just let me have a bar license because I fit a demographic. Would you feel good? How about the pilot of your plane? Or for that matter, the people that guard your country or the people that enforce the law on your streets? How about we just hire the best and the brightest? There's that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.